Number 3. Writing. Listen to part of a lecture in a writing class.
Today, we will talk about the benefits of writing with a word processor rather than by hand or with a typewriter. At first, the act of putting my thoughts through the keyboard and onto the screen seemed like, well, hard work. Considering the average age of the people in this room, I suppose I must sound a bit technophobic. Anyway, I'm proud that I learned about computers because these days I work so much more efficiently. So you might be asking yourselves the question, what are the exact benefits when it comes to computers and writing? Let's look at some of those now. I should say that I won't be focusing on any one specific word processing program, so the terminology that I use might be a bit different from any PC that you might use. If you should encounter other terminology, you can always check the help function on whatever word processor you're using. All right, benefits. For those of you who feel more comfortable with an agenda, I'll write the main categories of this presentation on the board. I'm going to cover the benefits of writing with a computer in terms of planning, composing, organizing, revising, and editing. You can remember this acronym, PCOR, Planning, Composing, Organizing, Revising, Editing. First, let's look at planning. We all know that free writing can be a good strategy for starting an essay, so I won't go into any detail about that strategy. I will say, however, that free writing on a word processor is more efficient than on paper. Why, you ask? It's because after you finish free writing, you can copy and paste your best ideas into a new file, which will serve as the basis for your essay. All word processors also have outlining functions that allow you to create a basic outline and then build on it as you go. Are there any questions about planning? No? All right then. Next, we will turn to composing. One major benefit of using a word processor to compose your essays is that it's so easy to go back and change your writing later. Basically, you can be, well, careless, in the short term at least, so that you record your ideas right away. That fact gives you so much freedom. For example, instead of writing whole sentences, we can write our ideas down with little thought about spelling or sentence structure. Extra details that we don't know yet can be indicated with X's or slashes. This is called slashing. Let me show you. You can start a sentence, "My first point is," and then put 3 slashes after "is." That shows you where you need to add more information later in the writing process. We can always go back later and fill these slashes in. It's also useful to abbreviate long terms that you must repeat over and over in your text. Then you can do a global find and replace the abbreviation with the full expression. A good example is to write BE instead of biomedical engineering, going back to replace it later in one easy motion. Yes, Devin?
I'm sorry, Professor. Please excuse my ignorance about computers. What do you mean by do a global find and replace? I've never heard that term before.
Listen, Devin, don't worry. Thank you for asking that question. Can anybody else shed some light on that? Charles?
Well, I can only speak for Microsoft Word because that's what I use. It's really easy. You just go to the Edit menu and select Replace. The program will prompt you to type the word or phrase it should find and also the word to replace it with. When you click on the button that's labeled Replace All, it will do exactly that. Every time it finds that word or phrase in your document, it will replace it with the new term. It saves a lot of time.
Does that answer your question, Devin?
Yes, thanks, Charles. I use Word, so I'll check it when I get home.
Good. All right, let's move along.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 13. What is the discussion mainly about? According to the professor, in which technique could the find-replace be useful? Why does the professor say this?
Can anybody else shed some light on that?
16. Is each of these topics discussed in the lecture? Click in the Yes or No column. Listen again to part of the discussion. Then answer the question.
What do you mean by do a global find and replace? I've never heard that term before.
Listen, Devin, don't worry.
Why, most likely, does the professor say this?
Listen, Devin, don't worry.
In the lecture, the professor describes the steps involved in writing. Put the steps in the correct order.